All right, let's talk movies. Opening today, some big movies. And we met Don and John several weeks ago, and they've been doing a great job for us reviewing movies. We're having a lot of fun. Now, I don't think they're in Tucson. I think they're in California.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's something special, right? You guys there?
Good morning.
Where are you guys?
We are in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, we made it. Speaking of fake tans, here we are.
Tell us what you're doing. I think I read something about this in USA Today this morning.
Yeah, we're actually at the big screenwriting expo at the LA Convention Center. So if you're a screenwriter and you're in Tucson, guess what? You lose. Don and I win. We're here. We're actually pitching to the Tonight Show today. We're meeting with producers. We're doing networking. It's really awesome.
But the good news is, if you are listening to this and you're in Tucson, it is not too late. If you come out here, it's only $75 for all access you want to. Hundreds of speakers, 4,000 attendees. And what's really cool is one of the movies that we're reviewing today, the writer David Cope is one of the people that we hope to interview, and he's here and he's speaking. And we're going to try to get some interviews with him and with some other people, and we'll tell you all about it next week.
I hope you can cope.
Can we use that one?
It's free.
It is too late. Don't come out here. We don't need the competition. It is cool out here, though. We did see Vin Diesel last night.
Was the guy working at Kinko's.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Vin Diesel.
I don't think so.
And we had a little run-in with the paparazzi.
And that was just a homeless guy with what we believe to be was a stolen camera.
And the guy with the camera is the paparazzi out here. That's how it works.
Anyway, what we should probably do is talk about the movies that are opening today.
So you guys really went through with the tans, huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
They did.
I was hoping like one of you would do from the waist up and the other from the waist down.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
No, I remember being a little kid seeing my dad made me sit down and see Gorillas in the Mist.
Mm-hmm. now that you bring that up, the next time there's a losing bet and it's you, same thing. One side of your face.
Oh my God, no!
Just one side of the face.
Jeez.
Would that be funny?
You know, everywhere, doesn't matter, I'm not losing.
Everywhere I rest my arms to talk to Don and John, I leave brown.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, please go ahead.
All righty. The first movie is The Thorough. And let me ask you guys, do you know what Tim Robbins and Ashton Kutcher have in common?
No, what?
Other than they're both married to senior citizens?
Yeah.
It's that now both of them have been suckered into doing projects with MTV's punk sidekick Dax Shepard.
The movie is a sort of a modern-day high-tech version of The Wizard of Oz that takes place in space. The Thorough starts when two brothers are arguing, and one of them finds the game's The Thorough hidden in the basement. And the youngest brother starts playing the game, hoping that the other brother will join in. What they don't realize, however, is that it isn't any ordinary game. They suddenly find themselves, along with their house and their sister, hurled deep into space. The object of the game is to successfully overcome real obstacles like meteor showers, alien attacks, out-of-control robots, and ultimately make their way to the planet Zathura. Along the way, they must make life-and-death decisions and are helped by a stranded astronaut. The catch is, if you don't get to Zathura, you never get home again.
Oh, no!
it's actually a pretty cool premise. The special effects were really impressive. We read that the guy, the director, actually used photography effects as opposed to computer-generated graphics, and so it was really neat. But the story and the dialogue kind of, meh. My 10-year-old Joshua said that it was cool but a little creepy with the big lizards. My 5-year-old Hope said it was scary and would have been funnier if someone would have burped. Dax Shepard, the guy from Punk'd, he did okay, but you know the fact that he's the guy from Punk'd was a little distracting. It was good fun for older kids, but not so great for adults.
So on our movie night traffic light, we give this one a yellow. Caution, this one's just okay.
Do they get to Zathura?
Not to give it away. But,
Tim Robbins. You never saw that coming.
And John Jay, there is a little like hot teenage daughter action in there. If you might like it. I don't know.
Does Tim Robbins at the end come out and explain everything?
No.
He didn't do much.
No, he wasn't in this hardly at all. Really.
Not one of his Oscar performances, I don't think.
And now, what's the buzz on the Derailed thing? I keep on reading in the paper that nobody expects this movie to do that well. Have you guys heard anything about it?
We sort of heard the same thing, is that early reviews are that it's not doing that well. And you know, John Jay, you got to know, we tried really, really hard when we got to LA yesterday to find a premiere here so we could tell you all about it, but they're not even premiering it here. So I think that might
That's usually
be,
bad news.
Yeah, for that might be an indication of what's happening.
I'm guessing Jennifer Aniston's around 220 pounds now. That's probably why they're not making a big deal out of it.
They're hyping it up like or having her do all these interviews, so hoping to go see it. They're probably hoping for a weekend smash,
well, you know,
and that's
they're kind of saying understand that her character's not really viable because she plays this person you don't necessarily like, and after her whole Friends role, it's completely different, and people aren't great seeing her in this different kind of a role.
I don't have a problem going to see it today because in a darkened theater is the only place I won't look like a freak.
Yeah.
You will be completely camouflaged in a dark theater.
Right. In a lighted theater, you'll look like a freak.
What else is opening today?
Okay, the next one is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's the best Bang Bang movie since Chitty Chitty. this one, I'm going to make a prediction. As you guys know, I've never been, in my vast radio experience, never been wrong with an on-air prediction. 2006 MTV Movie Awards honors for best on-screen kiss. Going to go to Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr.
No!
And when you go to a movie, you're sitting there and you just hope that this could be the one. Really special combination of the perfectly told story. It's highly entertaining, great direction, impeccable acting. Well, this movie is it. It
really?
Actually is.
Really?
Robert Downey Jr., this is kind of his comeback from, you know, rehab and whatnot, and he plays a petty thief, excuse me, and while running away from cops one night, he stumbles into an audition and is mistaken for this great actor. He's whisked off to Hollywood for a screen test where he's hooked up with a private investigator who's played by Val Kilmer, and he's trying to learn the ropes of that character he may play. So along the way, he comes across this girl that he was desperately in love with as a kid, and the three of them are thrown headlong into the middle of two murder mysteries, and they feel compelled, of course, to solve them themselves. And even though the plot is a little bit twisted, and you're going to find yourself laughing hysterically at the characters and their seemingly hopeless situations.
Yeah, I really think the guy, the writer-director, Shane Black, I'm telling you, is the real Quentin Tarantino. I mean, this movie had the feel of Pulp Fiction, but was like 1,000 times better. It was
really
so funny.
Did you like Pulp Fiction?
Was unbelievable.
I'm sorry, Rich, what was that?
Did you like Pulp Fiction?
I thought it was all right.
Was okay.
I didn't see it as the great, you know, groundbreaking film that a lot of people thought.
I did.
This one is like that.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I think you'd like this even better. I really do. It's that good of a movie. And I think Val Kilmer is the real Alec Baldwin. You know, he's a lot heavier in this one. He's kind of bulging out of his suit like Alec Baldwin always is. But he played a great character. He's kind of like a seedy guy that's not as bad as the real bad guy, so you like him. And Robert Downey Jr. is the real Robert Downey Jr. This guy is the coolest guy ever. We're going to have to party with this guy.
You put him back on your list?
Yeah, if we got to give him like a whiz quiz to make sure he's clean every time, whatever. Because he is so funny in this movie. I'm very critical of movies that are supposed to be funny and think if you've spent a year and $20 million trying to make people laugh, they ought to be really good. And most of them aren't. This is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. If you only have one movie you can see this year, go see this one.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Then why don't you back that up, John? Tell us some of your favorite funny movies the past so we could see.
Okay, this funny movies of the past are like Caddyshack,
good.
Animal House. I really like Dodgeball.
Yeah.
But this is a different kind of humor. It's a lot more sophisticated, and you guys really, we should all go see it. It is. I'd see it again.
So obviously, on our movie night traffic light, we give this a green. The material is very adult-oriented, however, but it is hilarious, and it's a must-see.
It's the kind of movie where Dawn's embarrassed to laugh, but
I did.
Stop.
I felt embarrassed that I was laughing at what was happening, but it was just great.
Did you like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, John?
I actually haven't seen that one. I'm sorry. I saw that on your website that it was one of your favorites,
so
I'm going to go see it. But Napoleon Dynamite, I really like that one,
Yeah,
too.
That was great, man.
But it's all different kind of humor than what this has.
All right, well, perfect, guys. When do you guys come back to Tucson?
We're going to come back late Sunday night.
And you're going to like try to get some celebrity
sighting
interview?
We're going to tear this town apart. We're going to record
good.
It all so you guys can hear it and use what you want.
You guys having a nice little, have a nice little weekend of watching movies and making love?
Don works us like a dog here, I'm telling you. My poor wife's been standing in Tucson holding the phone to the radio for 2 hours.
John,
so
you're going to show your Zathura?
We can hear you guys.
You're going to show your Zathura and then maybe a little kiss-kiss, bang-bang? Little kiss-kiss, bang-bang tonight, John?
I know. Gross. You can totally tell when you're around them that is absolutely platonic.
Sure.
John's last week, we insulted his mother.
I know.
Now, We're sorry, Jeez. John. We're sorry.
Now you see why I have screwed up relationships?
Hey,
it's all them.
On a good note, though, this is very cool. I was reading in USA Today the thing that they're at. Do you know what scripts have come out of that? Finding Forrester came from the convention they're
good
at.
Movie.
Erin Brockovich came from the movie
right.
they're at.
Oh, wow.
We're
going to
interview her, we think.
Yeah. Arlington Heights, Arlington Road came from that thing. So people have never written anything before go to this thing, and their movies get made into the ones that like that. Pretty huge.
Yeah. They can get hooked up here. Yeah.
And we were serious. The Tonight Show is taping people pitching stuff, and they're going to use some of those clips on their show as well. So we're going to try and get in on that.
Cool. Well, congratulations, you guys. We'll talk to you next week then.
Okay, great.
Thank
you.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. Bye-bye.